We pray. Lord, show us the pathway of life and give us the desire and the strength to walk on it. For Jesus' sake, amen. Children of Israel were standing on the banks of the Jordan River, staring across to the promised land, the land that would be their home. Ready-built houses waited for them to move in. Fields of waving grain waited for them to harvest. Flocks of sheep and herds of cattle waited for them. It was a land flowing with milk and honey, a rich land, a land in which they could raise their children, a land in which they could become rich off the fat of the land, a land in which they could grow old and enjoy their children's children. But Moses would not enter that land. He had acted unfaithfully against the Lord at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, and he failed to hallow the name of God before the sons of Israel there. So he would remain behind. Now what would Moses say? What would be some of these closing words as they are about to enter the land? I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days. Of all the things that they had experienced while wandering in the wilderness, of all the exciting things that awaited them in the promised land, the only things that mattered were these two: life and death. There's a Jordan River for each one of us. It's that river that stands as a kind of a barrier between the barren wilderness of sin in which we were born and the fruitful land of righteousness which lies on the other side. On one side is death, on the other side is life. Can you recognize the moment when you are standing on the banks of that river? When is that time? That time when you can look at one side and see where you've been, and then look across at the other side and see where you could be. Paul says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Now. What makes now the accepted time? March 12, 2008? What makes this the day of salvation? Well, this is the time because I declare unto you now that your sins are forgiven. Your iniquity is covered. Jesus has made peace between you and God. And He has done it through the blood of His cross. All is well. Your Joshua has parted the river, and you may cross over from death to life. For each of us, the accepted time, the day of salvation, is whenever we hear the words of this gospel, when it's proclaimed to our ears and our hearts. This is the moment that the Savior is calling out to us. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that you may live. This Spirit's call is an enabling call. He not only tells us to choose, but He also gives us the power to make the choice. And so this is what makes it so vitally important that we respond, that we choose life when it is handed to us. The first generation of those Israelites who left Egypt had the opportunity to make a choice, to choose to enter the Promised Land or not. They decided that they wanted to go back to Egypt. In other words, they chose death, and death they received. All of that generation died in the wilderness without entering into the Promised Land, except for Joshua and Caleb. And we are told that indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Everybody in this room has heard the call of the Holy Spirit. Time and again we've heard it as the gospel has been preached from this lectern. So as I look out over the crowd, I know that you've heard the gospel. I don't know who has crossed over from death to life. I don't know who really believes the message of the gospel. I can't see that. But I can tell you, every one of you, that Christ died for you. Because I know that's true. He paid the price so that life on the other side of the river is yours. It's there for you. When I was a teenager, a young man told me, "I want to have fun while I'm young. When I get old, then I will get religion." After he said that, he left the room. I never saw him again. Did he live to be old? I don't know. If he did, was God there waiting for him? I don't know that either. I do know that there was this moment in his life when the Lord was reaching out to him, and he chose death at that moment. He chose to remain in the barren wilderness of his sin. So what about you? Perhaps you passed from death into life long ago, and you have been enjoying the fruitful life of righteousness and peace for many years. Praise be the Lord if that is true. But if you have not accepted the call, received the call, heard the call of the Spirit, then listen. For behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Therefore I call heaven and earth as witnesses today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that you may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank You for sending Your Son to pay the price for our redemption. Thank You for sending Your messengers to proclaim the good news of forgiveness to us. Thank You for leading us out of death and into life. Grant that all who hear this message may choose life and not death. Even so, cause the gospel message to be heard throughout the wilderness of death. Hear us for Christ's sake. Amen. Sing hymn 608, 608, verses 1 and 2. as an announcement.